have three children, I always traveled with my kids.
Yeah.
They love to travel, and they know how to act around people, and they know how to, you know what I mean?
Hey there, fellow wanderers. Welcome to Travel and Tribulations, the podcast that navigates you through the highs and lows of travel. I'm your host, Patty, and I'm thrilled to be your travel companion on this adventure. Before we embark on this exciting journey, let me share a bit about who I am. I'm a senior public relations major at Emerson College with a minor in psychology. Born in Puerto Rico, I moved to Charlotte, North Carolina at the age of 4. At 15, life took me to the tropical paradise of Panama City, Panama, where I completed high school before making my way to Boston for college. Now, you might be wondering, why a podcast about travel? Well, my friends, Travel and Tribulations is not just another travel show. It's a community where we celebrate the thrill of exploration and share the tales that make travel unforgettable. We'll be diving into everything travel-related, from personal horror stories that'll make your jaw drop to travel do's and don'ts that might just save your next trip. But it's not just about me. I want to hear from you, our incredible listeners. Your stories, your advice, and your experiences will be the heartbeat of this show. So whether you're a seasoned global trotter or dreaming of your first adventure, join me every week as we embark on a journey filled with laughter, lessons, and the occasional travel expert dropping by to share their wisdom. Travel and Tribulations is not just a podcast. It's a destination for fellow wanderers like you. Buckle up, hit play, and let the adventures begin. Now let me introduce our special guest today, the fabulous Rose. Rose is a travel agent with Travel Leaders with more than 25 years of experience and 100% recommendation rate. Her personal travels have taken her to over 40 destinations around the world. These experiences and working closely with her clients help her create an experience best suited for anyone's personal needs. Rose, we are so excited that you can be here with us today. Why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself and your travel experience?
I worked for the airlines for 2 years. When I was 19 and 21, I got a job for a company called Crimson Travel, which was huge in Boston. And I worked for them for over 20-something years. He ended up buying Thomas Cook Travel, and then he sold it to American Express. So I was with them for 27 years, and I left 11 years ago to start working for Travel Leaders. I've traveled multiple places all over the world. I love what I do. I've had clients for over 30-something years. I did go to your school, and we did a presentation for the hospitality.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That's awesome.
My boss, who owns the travel agency, we went there and did a presentation a couple of years ago before COVID. A podcast is awesome because that's what it's all about now, is podcasts, all your whatever, all your stuff that your kids do now. I have 3 kids. I have a 32, 30, and a 25-year-old. So
you get it.
Yeah.
So I have a few questions. One of my first ones is, I'm curious, as a travel agent, how do you go about planning your own trips, especially when maybe exploring to new destinations that you haven't been to before? I know you've been to like over 40 countries or places, so that's incredible.
Yeah.
But
So I use a lot of my preferred suppliers. I use a lot of my connections as a travel agent to in-country partners. The vendors, the hoteliers, and things like that. So I use like people who are vested and reliable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a lot of people book online. Go ahead, book online. But when you have a problem, who are you gonna call?
Right.
So yeah, I have a lot of networking of the company I work for. I used to work for also has preferred suppliers, vendors. A lot of them are the same. I do specialize in luxury travel.
Nice.
But yeah, so you use people that are reliable, you know, that are vested.
And I'm sure you have a good team of people that you can go to with any questions.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's awesome. And with your over 25 years of experience, do you have any specific stories that kind of stand out in your mind about either your most memorable travel experience or maybe like a client story that they've come back to you with, or both even?
I just went to Sicily. It's a beautiful experience. I went with a tour operator based in Italy, but they specialize in Sicily. And, you know, we went from the top of Sicily, Palermo, all the way to Taormina, to the other side. And a great, it was the old country. It was beautiful. We experienced wine tasting. We went to the ruins, the Roman ruins, the Greek ruins. But the last day, you get a special trip, a special experience, and it was truffle hunting.
Ooh.
I don't know what that is, but they brought us to this place that they have the dog, and he goes and looks for the truffles, which are mushrooms that are in the ground. It was an unbelievable experience. And then we went to people's home, who owned a flour mill, and they made fresh bread for us. We cooked with them. We made fresh ricotta. They made, you know, pasta. We got to help do that. You know, shaved the truffle. It was just an unbelievable experience. I loved it.
That's so cool. Is that how they normally find the mushrooms, or was that just...
But they did do it in Sicily, and the guy, he gives him like little treats, and he goes and he finds them, he sniffs them out, he digs it out, and he'll bring it back to the guy. It's unbelievable. I mean, what an experience.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, it's really cool. I've had so many clients love their trips.
Keep them straight.
I can't even say, like, I did a big trip to Croatia. Croatia's one of my most favorite. I love Croatia. I can't even tell you how much I love Croatia. But I did this really cool itinerary, and it was a family of mother and father, her son, and then her best friend and her son. And I just, you know, from the beginning to end, I took care of them. I had a concierge for them. I recommended restaurants, and I recommended things to do and excursions, and she just loved everything that I had set up for her. So usually I ask the person what their wishes are, and then I'll add experiences that I think they might like, and they can take them in on the trip, or they can, you know, delete them from the trip. But when you travel, you have the experience. It's great to tell people about, like, I've been to Dubai, I've been to Morocco, I've been to a lot of different places. So, I love it. I love traveling. And I'm lucky. My family loves it. My husband loves to travel, so I'm really lucky.
Yeah, that's incredible. And then now, kind of on the flip side, we know that traveling isn't always smooth sailing. Can you tell us about a challenge or unexpected?
I hate the airlines. I just like the airlines. They control everything. They disrupt everything, and you can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. But having a travel agent who's booked your air or booked something, we're there to assist people. It's the airlines. They're a challenge. There are.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a good example. I bought extra leg room on, it's called ATI Air. It was Alitalia. They went under and they came back as ITA Airlines.
Okay.
It's the airlines to Italy. Mm-hmm. I bought extra legroom seats, and they canceled my flight. So they put me on another flight the next day. I had to pay to stay an extra day, not to the airlines, but pay for my accommodations. And then I lost my extra legroom seats. They didn't refund me yet. Then the day before I get on the plane, I see the extra leg room seat opened up. They charged, I went on, I bought them. I get to the airport and they told me that those seats aren't available. They're broke, that one of the seats is broken. I get on the plane after paying $100 and there's two people in our seat. So I call, I said to them, can you refund me here? No, you have to go online and email. So I did, still haven't got refunded. So I called American Express. And I said, I'm denying these charges because I didn't get what I wanted.
So yeah.
That's what it's like. They're idiots. The airlines are awful. Can't do anything about it.
And I bet that's so frustrating for you too, because I bet you have clients coming back to you and almost blaming you for the airline's mistakes
they
and stuff. That's
they,
good. For sure.
If they see it on the news, if you're irate at the airport, you're banned. So, So things like that. But they're the biggest pain in my neck.
Yeah. I bet. And then with your extensive knowledge, I'm sure you've accumulated some valuable travel tips. What's one piece of advice you would give to enhance people's like travel experiences? And along with that, what's something that you wouldn't recommend to do that maybe people do often?
I'd recommend everybody getting travel insurance. Mm. That's one important thing. People say, oh, I don't need it. Nothing's going to happen. Yeah, well, I've had people airstrike in Israel last March. Mm-hmm. They were delayed for 2 days. I got a guy $14,000 back because he took out the insurance. And to this day, wow. He thanks me. He's booking another trip for July. And he said, I'm so glad I listened to you because he wasn't going to. His trip was big bucks. I said, I don't trust the airlines. I don't trust anybody. And then, yeah, so there was an airstrike in Israel. He was at a wedding in Israel and then going to Italy. So I got him his $14,000 back. Insurance.
That's awesome. I'm that same way sometimes too with concert tickets. It's so hard for me to buy the insurance and stuff, but I know it's ultimately so worth it because you never know, especially these past few years. Yeah.
Yeah. I knew a girl that bought a ticket from some girl and it was $700 and she got screwed. So,
yeah.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Yeah.
For sure. I mean, it kind of goes together, but if you have something that you wouldn't recommend people do that maybe they do.
They book online.
Yeah.
They book online because it's been cheap. If they book online, book with the airline ticket sign online, but book with the reliable company.
Yeah.
Yep. I hate when people say, oh, it's so cheap. I don't personally book cheap, so.
Yeah. Especially in places you don't know, I'm sure there's like some, every place has a place that you shouldn't go to that's a little bit more dangerous, so.
Yeah, you just gotta be careful nowadays.
Yeah. And then kind of my last question was, can you share with us a destination that's on your travel bucket list, a place that you haven't been to yet but are wanting to explore?
I want to go to Egypt. My boss just got back, but of course, you know, it just happened.
Yeah. What's your favorite place that you have been to?
Croatia.
Oh, right. You mentioned that.
I love Croatia.
That's awesome. Is there any place that you think is, like, overrated that a lot of people go to?
Yeah, Aruba.
Aruba. Yeah.
Yeah. So everybody goes to Aruba, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody goes to Aruba. There's other islands that you can go to.
Yeah.
So I like Aruba. I'm an Aruba certified expert. But it's just so built up.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like you're in an island. It feels like you're in Miami with a strip of hotels and all these crazy people from New York and Boston running around.
Right.
So, but, I mean, everybody's different. I love Aruba, but, I mean, I just think it's overrated, you know?
Yeah. Kind of depends on what you're looking for, I guess.
Yeah. You know, it's not just Aruba. There's other places you can go to in the Caribbean that are beautiful.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Thank you so much for talking to me.
Yep, no worries. And I'm glad I was able to help you.
Yeah, and I'll definitely reach out if I need any travel help.
All right, no worries. You have my contact.
Yeah.
So. All right, thanks, hon.
This episode is brought to you by Travelocity, your passport to experience adventures and seamless travel experiences. Whether you're dreaming of a beach getaway, a cultural expedition, or a spontaneous city escape, Travelocity has got you covered. The best part is our listeners get an exclusive offer. Use promo code TRAVEL at checkout and you'll receive an additional 10% off your next booking. Yes, you heard it right. 10% off just for being part of our travel community. I feel so lucky to have had an expert in travel like Rose on the podcast today. Her expertise and advice about traveling is unmatched. Now, time for a listener submission. On a flight from Orlando to Houston, there was heavy storms and the pilot came over the system and said, "I have some bad news." My heart dropped into my stomach. Apparently, though, a plane in Houston had been struck by lightning and planes had been getting grounded for a few hours. His bad news was that we had to stop in Austin refuel because we didn't have enough to circle overhead. I thought we were going to die there for a second. My connecting flight was canceled, so I joined the queue to get rebooked. I joked with the agent who clearly had had a horrible night. She booked me in the first class to my final destination on the next flight and said, "Don't tell anyone." I got to the gate and there was a guy absolutely losing it on the gate agent, demanding a spot on that flight. I would have given it to him, but honestly, I was afraid of him getting violent and or subjecting the flight attendants to him. Instead, I stayed quiet like she told me to and enjoyed a glass of champagne in the air. So I think we can all agree that what we learned from this listener submission is to always be nice to your customer service people. And as a reminder, listener submissions are always anonymous, and if you want your story shared, follow us on social media to find out how and when to submit your submissions. As always, we're going to end this podcast with a random question of the day. So, our random question of the day is... Oh wow, this is super relevant for the new year. So it's, if you had to pick a single word to describe this year so far, what would it be? I think my word would be hectic. I'm very ready for this year to be done, and I'm excited for the new year. Thank you so much for joining us on this incredible journey with our special travel expert today. If you enjoyed today's episode and want to catch more fascinating insights from our expert guest, be sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Your feedback means the world to us, and it helps us continue bringing you amazing content. Safe travel, fellow wanderers, and until next time, may your journeys be filled with joy, discovery, and the magic that only travel can bring. Bon voyage!